You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian people have made their decision, and the next few hours, as their votes are tallied, will determine the country's course in the months and years to come. Politicians of all colours are pinning their hopes on the outcome. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, voted in his home constituency of Sydney's Sutherland Shire during the afternoon. He reiterated his priorities of creating jobs, making the nation secure and supporting aspirations. The Liberal leader wouldn't speculate about his own political future if he loses the election tonight.
I respect this process. It's dear to my heart, the democracy of our country. I'm making no presumptions. I don't take anyone's support in this country for granted. We have worked hard to earn that support.
In the latest news poll released on the eve of Election Day, Mr. Morrison continues to be the preferred Prime Minister, but Labor has inched ahead as the most popular party. Labor leader Bill Shorten voted in his home constituency of Maribyrnong in Melbourne.
Australians have got a choice. Do they want to keep voting for the chaos of the coalition, the cuts to schools and hospitals, the tax breaks for the top end of town? Or as a nation, do we make a decision that we want a government worthy of its people?
But the day has reflected some of the bad-tempered campaigning that has been seen around the country. A man's been charged with two counts of common assault after he attacked a Liberal volunteer with a corkscrew at a polling station in Tony Abbott's Sydney electorate on the eve of the federal election. The 62-year-old man allegedly began yelling abuse at volunteers who were putting up campaign material outside the Balgala Heights public school just after 8 p.m. on Friday. And a man believed to be a United Australia Party volunteer has been fined for allegedly exposing himself at a polling booth in Sydney's southwest. Police were called to Restwell Street in Bankstown after 10 a.m. after being told a 62-year-old man had been involved in a dispute with several people. The man was wearing a United Australia Party shirt and hat. Other constituencies may have been more polite, but there was no getting away from how close some of the votes are likely to be. Of all the issues that seem to have caught voters' attention, climate change seems to be the one that has come to the fore. This Melbourne voter was worried that no action has been taken despite those in power knowing about environmental damage.
Elections previously, I felt that my vote hasn't, or my beliefs haven't really been represented. So, I know I'll be fingers crossed, so hopefully we can bring about a change.
And first-time voter Grace Vergasana says climate change has been a huge motivator in exercising her right to vote.
I think it is such a privilege to be able to vote because I know that this election is about climate change, and it really is just a referendum on young people's future. At this point, our vote represents every generation to come. I take it so seriously, and I've done so much research. I could probably tell you the intricacies of ballot papers.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale is hoping his party could gain two Liberal-held electorates in Kooyong and Higgins in Melbourne and turn the result into action on climate change. Mr. Di Natale says the intense scrutiny the seats have been under is a victory for his party and a positive move towards protecting the environment.
The single biggest message coming out of election night to the Liberal Party will be if seats like Kooyong and Higgins fall to the Greens. People here have never been in such a powerful position.
The people have spoken, and their wishes will be known within a few hours. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.